I have a few poems about about paintings, and one of them is about a painting by Goya, which I revisited the day before yesterday at the Art Institute, and in fact didn't have to look for it very long because it's become a painting that's so popular that it now is on the cover of their brochure. It's a little self-portrait of Goya that I originally discovered years ago at in New York at the Metropolitan Museum. It's called Candle Hat. In most self-portraits, it is the face that dominates. Cézanne is a pair of eyes swimming in brushstrokes. Van Gogh stares out of a halo of swirling darkness. Rembrandt looks relieved, as if he were taking a breather from painting the blinding of Samson. But in this one, Goya stands well back from the mirror and is seen posed in the clutter of his studio, addressing a canvas tilted back on a tall easel. He appears to be smiling out at us, as if he knew we would be amused by the extraordinary hat on his head, which is fitted around the brim with candle holders, a device that allowed him to work into the night. You can only wonder what it would be like to be wearing such a chandelier on your head, as if you were a walking dining room or concert hall. But once you see this hat, there is no need to read any biography of Goya or to memorize his dates. To understand Goya, you only have to imagine him lighting the candles one by one, then placing the hat on his head, ready for a night of work. Imagine him surprising his wife with his new invention, then laughing like a birthday cake when she saw the glow. Imagine him flickering through the rooms of his house with all the shadows flying across the walls. Imagine a lost traveler knocking on his door one night, deep in the hill country of Spain. "Come in," he would say, "I was just painting myself." As he stood in the doorway, holding up the wand of a brush, illuminated there in the blaze of his famous candle hat.